In the summer of 2020, Gainesville City Commissioner Harvey Ward brought the issue of Ayers property to the City Commission's attention and proposed a way to address it locally.
Everybody who lives in Gainesville has a stake in helping people with Ayers property issues, a financial stake, as well as just a neighborly stake. You know, we all want our neighbors to be able to benefit from property ownership that a lot of people take for granted.
Ward and other city officials used data from UF Law School professor Joan Flock's 2018 article to show how most of Alachua County's Ayers property are in low-income and predominantly African-American neighborhoods. Then they used that data to create a $250,000 grant program proposal to connect low-income families with free legal services to help understand and deal with their Ayers property issues. Ward says Ayers property poses problems not just for rural areas, but for cities across the South.
For cities like ours, it creates these gaps in the community.
Problems develop for whole neighborhoods when owners of Ayers property can't access bank loans to make needed home improvements.
If I didn't have clear title to my house, as most people with Ayers property don't, they can't go to the bank and borrow money to put a new roof on it. And then you see this slow decline over a period of years.
Ward adds that a person's inability to properly insure or borrow against their home can have negative ripple effects throughout the rest of the community.
Their neighbors lose because that property is bringing down their block. And once that block is brought down because of one or two properties on it that nobody can figure out how to improve, the whole neighborhood starts to come apart.
This July, the Gainesville City Commission, through the Gainesville Community Reinvestment Area, approved a $250,000 grant to two law offices that will provide those probate legal services. One of those firms is Three Rivers Legal Services, where Tanya Lipscomb-Smith practices. But they weren't the first in Gainesville to provide support for owners of Ayers property. Starting in 2019, Communities That Care Community Land Trust sponsored local workshops in the Pleasant Street neighborhood that provided education about Ayers property and connected families with free legal assistance. Gary Hankins is the organization's president.
We had breakout sessions where families who had a problem could sit down with the attorney at the workshop and sort of talk about what their situation is, get more information, more personalized information. And then if they decided they had information about how to access Three Rivers services.
Terry Bailey is the founder of Bailey Learning Arts Collective, and she served as the workshop's manager and facilitator. She's also a lifelong resident of the historically black Pleasant Street neighborhood located between downtown Gainesville and the University of Florida. She became passionate about the issue after both she and her husband's families were impacted by Ayers property in their neighborhood.
This area used to be predominantly African American, and now it is just snatches of black people over here.
Bailey says many families showed up to their first workshop and were interested in learning about the implications of Ayers property.
We're not asking for exclusively black neighborhoods, but we do not wish to be erased and excluded. And so that Ayers property initiative gave us that opportunity to go out and start to talk to families about what Ayers property actually is, the importance of will, the importance of designating an heir, and even if possible, creating some form of document where you say, when I die, don't sell our family property. These are my wishes.
Bailey says the goal is to make the historically black neighborhood look a bit more how it used to.
Not only am I hoping that it will help families, you know, begin to take more interest in their legal responsibilities as a family, you know, to maintain and promote their heritage, right? That's one of the key things, but also so that we can bring some families back to our neighborhoods.
Not long after she and her father learned about the 120 acres of property they co-own with extended family members, Dale Harris met with a group of descendants to tour the property together. Some lived nearby in Tallahassee, others came from South Florida and Atlanta. Harris discovered a cemetery, including the grave of her father's uncle, whom she had met when she was younger.
I can't remember how far out we drove, and we toured the property because there is a grave site there historically of all of these family members. so we can walk the graves, see their birth dates. And so we have we are blessed to have an ongoing historical landmark at this cemetery. It's just amazing to go back from being a kid and knowing these people to realize this was their final resting place and who they were. Yeah.
But Harris also feels anxiety because her family's land, as heirs' property, remains vulnerable until they can clear the title.
It's expensive. And I guess that's why sometimes families just give up, because it is an expensive endeavor and it's not easily done, or it's not going to get finished with very quickly.
Harris doesn't expect a resolution in her lifetime.
In reality, as my father is saying, my generation, I'm 70, and his generation will not even see the results of this. It's going to be those that are 50 and under who will benefit from this effort when we ever get it worked out.
But Harris says she and her father and 20 or so other family members are committed to the process.
If we never develop it and just hold on to it and eventually clear a piece and put a trail on it and someone in our bloodline lives there, then I will be happy. Yes.
Community groups, officials, and others are hoping that, with more resources available, families with heirs' property can retain their ability to build wealth and hold on to an important part of their history. Sky LeBron, WUFT News.